B, lack of sufficient transparency from government does not justify lack of sufficient transparency from taxpayer. I disagree unreservedly. Tax transparency is a two-way street. If governments at the local level and international organization at the international level had to require tax transparency frequently on a daily basis from taxpayers, well, they have to take into account that the same will be requested from the taxpayers. What does that mean? It means that tax authorities must disclose their goals. Audit or investigations, for instance. There's a clear demarcation between an audit and an investigation. The end result of an audit is the taxpayers' dollars. The end result of an investigation, it's the taxpayers' liberty. Well, in most jurisdictions, the Minister of National Revenue will have two sets of powers, but the fundamental information remains the same. Financial statements, resolution, contracts, and whether or not the minister will use those documents to further a perfectly legitimate audit to issue an assessment or to try to charge the taxpayer, put him in jail, while those goals have to be disclosed. Tax transparency calls to that. The goals in terms of the audit, is it domestic or international? Is it based on domestic law or a treaty? Is it corporate or personal? Is it income or capital? Whether the taxpayer that is targeted by the audit is really the taxpayer that the tax authorities intend to issue an assessment again, or are we requesting information from a taxpayer with the intention of issuing a reassessment against a third party? Because there might well be conflicting interest between the tax authorities and the taxpayer. And we have to take into account a different group of interest from the third parties, where the third parties may not be represented in the relationship between the tax authority and the taxpayer. There is absolutely no way for the taxpayer to clearly understand the interests that are at stake and to protect those interests if the original goal of the tax authorities are not fully disclosed. Perfectly appreciate, not to say that I'm anticipating my friend's argument, to the effect that transparency, as far as governments are concerned, should not go as far as to disclose what we would call sensitive information. You know, the relationships at the state level should never be impacted by disclosure information to taxpayers at the local level. I disagree. If the goals of tax authorities internationally is to go after multinationals, and if going through each and every step of the international tax audit, the taxpayer realizes that the piece of information does not come from Canada, my home country, but has been disclosed by another country, the United States, the United Kingdom, France, countries with which we Canadians have international tax conventions, the taxpayer should be entitled to the same level of disclosure in terms of information he would get from Canada, as well as a friendly country like the United States, France, or the United Kingdom. If the information based on which a taxpayer has to face his local tax authorities is from another country, that other country should disclose its own goals to the Canadian taxpayers and vice versa. Finally, at the very end of the audit process, should, unfortunately, reassessment be issued, the basis of the assessment has to be fully disclosed. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, tax authorities are fully entitled to base their assessment on assumptions. In other words, they don't have to have a complete picture of the taxpayer's businesses in order to issue a reassessment. However, should the assessment be based on assumptions and not facts, those assumptions have to be demolished by the taxpayer. The taxpayer has to know everything, be it based on domestic information or international information.